Joining us on the line from Israel, Arthur Lenk. He's a past Israeli ambassador to South Africa, having enjoyed a tremendously positive and successful sojourn here in the country. Arthur, great to speak to you again. How are you doing? How is your family? How is everybody managing during this crisis?
Book it off, Howard. It's good to hear your voice.
So how is everybody doing there?
We're well. We're separated like everybody else in that my wife and I are home. Our youngest daughter is in the army. Our other daughters are away in their own homes, and we, like everybody else, connect via Zoom and WhatsApp and staying home. And that's the reality of March 2020, right?
Right. Well, it's, yeah, all around the world. And I think here in South Africa, we actually are very grateful that we went into lockdown a little bit earlier. The South African government taking a very strict, very, very quick response to it. We've already been in lockdown for 5 days. But our numbers obviously are climbing, because that is what's going to happen for the next while. But at least we've had some clarity. Israel as well has been quite strict around the issue of corona, of COVID-19. I guess also because it's a hub for people to visit from all over the world, and that placed Israel in a very vulnerable position from the get-go.
Well, I think that's right. And it's funny that anybody who's visited Israel knows that the Russian language word balagan, a little bit of insanity that you feel working around, is because of all of the different emergencies Israel's had over the years. We're pretty disciplined, and Israelis know how to listen to authority when we decide it really is an emergency. And so, in our neighborhood in Netanya, people are home and following rules, and only, in Israel, you're allowed to go for walks up to 100 meters away from your home. And right. So I've been walking in circles on our block a number of times every day. And you're allowed to go to the supermarket, but they're checking for temperature at the entrance for fever. But Israelis, for the most part, with a couple of exceptions, for the most part, are good at hunkering down in emergencies.
Right. Well, I guess as a nation, Israel's had the experience of having to do that at various times. This is obviously slightly different, given the length of the time that people are being asked to isolate. But nevertheless, Israelis are used to functioning in a crisis. The one positive that we've seen coming out of this seems to be the cooperation between the Palestinian authorities and the Israeli government. Do you think that this is something that is sustainable?
Well, inshallah, right? We hope so. And the fact is if you think about it, things like the environment and healthcare, they don't care about peace talks and borders and international politics. Just like, you in Southern Africa, what happens in Zim or in Botswana or in anywhere, between the different provinces spill into each other. The same is true for Israelis and Palestinians. Another aspect of that is that anybody who's ever been to an Israeli hospital knows that there's a working together. There's a diversity of our society that sometimes the politicians ignore. Right. The fact that there are so many Arab doctors and nurses and pharmacists all over the place, and nobody in a hospital, nobody's looking at your voting record or your politics, and in these days, I think that it's been brought even more to the awareness that our quote unquote enemy. I'm not sure I like the word enemy at all, but the challenge isn't one of faith or of politics, but of preparedness and fighting this virus and somehow getting back to life know, as it's supposed to be.
Mm. What's also interesting is that not only externally but internally, it seems to have galvanized government to try and work together to form the unity government, to try and get somewhere where the interests of the people are put forward. We're seeing that here in South Africa, where as you know, there's very, very very vocal opposition to government. But at a time like this, there's complete unity and uniformity and support for how the government is dealing with it. The one thing we're not seeing, for example, in the United States is that where the Democrats and the Republicans are still defining everything along party lines. So if Trump does something, it's wrong. And if the Democrats do something, well, that's wrong. And there's still this going on. I'd just be interested in your perspective. Why do you think that in some places the lesson is very, very quickly learned or maybe understood, whereas at others, in other places, it isn't? I thought maybe it was too provoking a question for so early in the morning.
Well, the idea of political unity.
Yeah, well, I'm saying why, and I don't know when the line dropped, but I'm saying in South Africa there's this political unity. People are standing behind Ramaphosa. In Israel, you can see a very deliberate attempt to not be divisive at the moment, to try and work together both internally and externally. Where we're not seeing it is, for example, in the United States, where every comment, every statement virtually still defined along political lines. Why do you think some countries just get it and some societies understand it, while others are a little bit slower on the up?
I don't know. America is a scary place right now. I was there earlier this, and in fact, we moved up our flight back to Israel because I needed to get out of there. I felt like that it was there was no realization of what was coming, and you can see by following the news in the last couple of days that it truly is coming in America, and its leadership going up to the current election seems to really, really slowly getting a grasp on how serious this is. And I was thrilled to almost have a private flight. The five of us were there for a family occasion. The five of us were among 30 people on a United Airlines flight from the United States to Israel, almost alone. Mm-hmm. And we were thrilled to get back to Israel and go into self-quarantine for 2 weeks as the cost of that. But now everybody else has joined us, and so the whole country has followed our lead, I guess.
Absolutely. We do unfortunately need to leave it there. Arthur Lenker, absolutely wonderful to speak to you, to catch up with you. Stay safe, stay healthy to you and your family, and we'll check in with you in the next short while. It is 7:26.